The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Everyone's a kid. Christmas time, a holly jolly kid at Christmas time. Everyone from Maine to Baton Rouge got the news, even Scrooge. Everyone's a kid at Christmas time, a holly jolly kid at Christmas time. Mistletoe is now the latest.
Joe Piscopo in the Morning. Good morning. Good morning. Merry Christmas. Yeah. Are you into the spirit yet? Are you happy yet that it's the holidays? I'm so stressed out over the weekend, but I think I've calmed down. I think I'm okay. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:06 right now on AM 970 The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. Frankie is here and Albert's here and Debbie's here as well. Anthony Pope is going to join us, noted attorney, and we're going to break down all the filings that came out, these court filings in this Manafort and Cohen cases and the Comey testimony and all the nonsense that's going on in this Russian collusion delusion. They don't seem to have anything, you know. And I guess I had a great chat with Rick Klein last hour, and he's talking about everything going on in Washington. You know, they look at it differently down there. When you get out of the Beltway, like you and I say, are you kidding me? What do you got now? You got nothing. Now you got Stormy Daniels and him the lawyer for Donald Trump at the time, trying to quote unquote cover it up. It's a campaign violation. No, it's a citizen trying to just get these parasitic little leeches away. Bear, just go ahead, give them this money, get them away. Has nothing to do with a campaign violation. But when you think of that, not to mention, like I keep saying, how they got that information from President Trump. They went into Michael Cohen. They went to they broke that lawyer client privilege. And my pop, rest his soul. I mean, he would just, what he would think today when he saw that, because he would always say, when you talk to your lawyer, it's confidential, completely confidential. And that, and they throw all of that out. Mueller threw all of that out. You know, and then they hand it off to the Southern District of New York, and now they're recommending jail time for Cohen. So what good is it to be a rat? They're going to give you jail time anyway. Am I right or wrong? The reason they're not giving General Flynn, in my opinion, jail time, because they had really nothing on General Flynn. Nothing. This is a ruse. Don't lose your mindset, because you understand like I understand. And when they get within that beltway, you know what I'm saying? All they want to do is it's destruction. Whether it's Bill Clinton, whether it's Donald Trump, whoever it is on the other side, they're going to try to take down. And they leave you and I in the dust, for crying out loud. Am I right or wrong? So let's break down the news for you this morning. And great time. And we have had a great time this weekend. I did everything. I had a great time with Michael on Friday. We did a little acoustic jam session. Is that wild? We went to a guitar store and just kind of jammed with some acoustic with 12 strings, you know. And there's a great – you guys aren't hip. Al, you would get this because you're like a music guy. And I think is that there was a joke that there was a guy before a firing squad, and they said, what's your last request? Oh, I'd like to tune my 12 string. Isn't that a great joke?
That's a good one.
It takes forever to tune your 12-string. You just don't tune your 12-string. It never gets there.
Is he done already?
Yeah. The great jokes. Look, the guy in the music shop told me that, but still beautiful, just jamming with my son and just running around doing all the Christmas stuff. And you got all – you're all covered Christmas-wise, Albert.
No,
yes?
Not yet. I still have –
a little bit.
We still have one or two things.
What are you getting the wife, Al?
Well, there was one thing I was going to get, and then I had to kind of nix that.
Why is that nixing? Why was the nixing?
Because it was a little too pricey. And if she would have found out that I would have spent that much money, I think it should have been. It wouldn't have been a good Christmas.
Yeah, you would have given the gift. They would have said, why'd you spend this much money? Oh, we need, you know. Yeah.
So, I'm looking into an alternative. She bought me something that on my on one of my cards that will be coming in the mail this week. So,
My wife
can't surprise me. She really has a really bad way of, you know, trying to surprise me. So she bought me an Instapot, which is one of these newfangled gadgets, like it's a crock pot, but you can, you know, make food faster in it or whatever. And,
well, this is usually, yeah. Frankie, help me out here. Isn't this usually how times have changed? Yeah. Now the wife is getting, Albert, here, because you cook all the time. I'm getting you a cookie.
I cooked jambalaya yesterday.
Yeah, but I always thought, like, what do you get the woman of the house? Oh, a vacuum cleaner. I mean, what an insult that is, really. You know what I'm saying?
No, she's got a vacuum cleaner. And if I bought her any type of cooking utensil, she'd probably fall over because she doesn't cook.
So she gives you the cooking stuff. This is great, man.
Yeah.
So what is it? It's
an Instapot is what they call it. It's like a slow cooker, a pressure cooker. It's all these things combined into one, and it's supposed to cook food faster or whatever. Everybody has it. It's like the new gadget. And I said, all right, you know, if you got to get me something, get me that. I mean,
you know, there's so much news going on, but you said Instapot. I thought of the Neti Pot, that you're supposed to do.
Oh, yeah, didn't somebody die of some, like, weird amoeba something? I've never used one of those things.
Freaked out. Yeah. Oh, Frankie, did you hear about this?
I didn't hear about
this. Oh, please, this poor, first of all, there's a kid from Jersey, rest his soul. He goes to Texas. He goes into some kind of still water pond or something, dives in, and that poor kid diving, that amoeba gets in your nose, man, and then it gets in your brain. And so the poor kid dies from Jersey, rest his soul, you know, and our hearts go out to the family. But then, just recently, there was a gal within the last year, and she did a neti pot. Listen to me. She did a neti pot. And listen, she used... And I hope they're not sponsors. The water purifier thing that you put into the water purifier that I have, the Brit thing.
Yeah, right,
she used that. She used that water. You think that's pure? Yes, Albert,
help me out here. It is not.
No.
You have to use distilled water, I think, or some type
of
water.
She put the thing that was purified, what she thought was purified water, in the Brit thing, and she puts it into a neti pot. She clears the sinuses. Amoeba gets into the water somehow, into the neti pot, into her brain. She dies.
Yeah.
This is like scary, the poor thing. And they did like an autopsy down at John Hopkins. They didn't know why. What was it? It was weird what happened. The poor gal died. Now this is one thing. I'm a hypochondriac as it is. I got to worry about this
not
now.
You. Not you.
I'm not going to put anything up my nose. Oh, my Lord.
This is what's going to happen. You're going to start dating again, and somebody's going to go, oh, you got sinus problem? Try the neti pot. Nope, that's it. It's over.
That's my ex. My exes all do that.
Hey, oh, is that
try that neti pot, Joe. Yeah. It'll work great for you.
What is that thing squiggling in there? Don't worry about it. No, it's good.
Your life at George's is paid up, right? Take the neti pot. Here you go.
There you go.
Clean those sinuses, Joe, you dirty rat. Look, everything's quiet now. Everything's good.
Yeah.
Everything's calmed down. It's funny. It's funny what money can do. It's like, hey. Mm-hmm. Hey, so Frankie Fibros, here we go. So the release of all this nonsense from Mueller on Friday. Now, let me bypass that for a second and go right to the chief of staff situation at the White House. Because General Kelly, we knew he was going to step away. And these guys do that. They just come in and they go out. And General Kelly, I think, was talked into it by President Trump. Now he's going to step away. Now then they thought that maybe the chief of staff, this kid from Mike Pence's, the chief of staff, was going to step in. That wasn't going to happen. So do they have any other people that are... that really want the job? That's a tough job, Frankie.
Oh, yeah, it certainly is. So
24/7.
Yeah, the president was tweeting about this, that he's interviewing a number of people, including, and he's apparently considering the chair of the House Freedom Caucus, Mark Meadows, which would be, you know, certainly a very different style than General Kelly. So we'll see. So, the president tweeted last night, I'm in the process of interviewing some really great people for the position of White House Chief of Staff. Fake news has been saying with certainty it was Nick Ayers, a spectacular person who will always be with our Make America Great agenda. I will be making a decision soon. So, you know, the president has a way of surprising people. Some people have said maybe Mick Mulvaney, you know, so we don't know. We don't know who it's going to be.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then what else did you say? There's a bunch of other stuff going on outside of what's
happening. Well, obviously, the front page of all the papers today is this horrible death of this firefighter.
Yeah, what happened there, man? What, I mean, that's national news now, and our hearts go out to the family. Tell us what they have up to this point, Frankie Fibers.
Well, I mean, it looks like it was a road rage incident on the Belt Parkway. We don't know exactly what happened, but it appears to have been some sort of a fender bender or something. And then this firefighter, Faisal Kodo, only 33 years old and apparently liked by everybody, and was killed after this road rage incident turned deadly. And they're still looking for his killer. Hopefully they catch him. They don't know exactly who it is, but apparently the car belongs to someone that's associated with the Latin Kings. So you can bet that they're gonna do whatever they can to catch this guy. And then if you look at what happened yesterday, shooting of this police officer on Staten Island who was responding to a domestic violence incident. Very, very rough weekend for the uniformed services of our city.
Yeah, well, real quick, that car that's out there, the cops put out a description.
You got the info?
Yeah, gray or silver 2006 Infiniti G35. There's damage to the driver's side of the vehicle. It has a New York license plate, JEA2402. Again, JEA2402. It's a New York license plate, a gray or silver 2006 Infiniti G35 with damage to the driver's side of the vehicle. I hope they catch this guy.
Yeah, and to all the firefighters, our hearts go out, and certainly to the Cotto family. Just unnecessary. And what happened? An officer shot on Staten Island. See, this is why I always say I'm so pro-law enforcement and why we really have to make that the mantra and not go talk. You know, everybody talks every time there's a news story. Oh, the police officer did this. The police officer did that. Is that guy going on a domestic violence call, Frankie? A domestic violence call. You got to wear like a SWAT suit to go to a domestic violence call anymore. This was right there near the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, a little before 11 p.m. last night. The suspect was also hit by gunfire, and they died.
The suspect was killed, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. And the officer has been taken to Staten Island University.
Yeah, and they tased him first, and the taser was unresponsive to him. And apparently this guy was, you know, I mean, we're talking.
Well, he was wielding this huge knife, shouting, shoot me,
you want to ask Siri something, Joe?
Yeah. No. Siri, please. This is my new my.
I heard the, did it? You know, like, you got to ask.
Siri doesn't speak my language, Al. I love her. I really love Siri. No, I can't get a woman to listen to me, man. If I ask, not even Siri. I always talk, and it's like, and it doesn't do whatever I want it to do. Mm-hmm. And when I call up the music, it doesn't call the music, so I've given up. But the phone's working.
Siri, can you help Joe find...
I'm sorry, Frankie. Of course, in the middle of this horrific news, we want to just try to, you know, lighten it up a little bit this morning. But really, really, first responders deserve all our respect, and we're so supportive of that. So you'll keep us posted on all of that.
Absolutely.
And the conditions of the police, especially in Staten Island. Just inexcusable. Hey, Joe on the radio with Frank and Albert, and just trying to break down the news out of Washington. It's just coming. So we have a new Joint Chiefs now, nominated, correct? Nominated, or is the president just allowed to just put him right in there?
I don't know if, to be honest, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I don't know if the chairman of the Joint Chiefs is required to be confirmed by the Senate. I don't believe so, but I'm going to double check that. But yeah, he's nominated Army Chief of Staff Mark Milley to be the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs. He would take over for General Dunford, who, of course, was the first Marine general ever to be the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So we'll see what happens. I don't know necessarily what this means for any change in defense policy or anything like that. But Mark Milley certainly has a very stellar reputation and, you know, clearly enjoys the trust of President Trump.
Yeah, so in the Army Navy game, that was so awesome. Did you watch any of that? You guys watch any of that?
I didn't.
No, I didn't.
No, it was great. It was just very very patriotic. They sang the national anthem. Everybody stood, and it was all branches.
Yeah, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs does have to be confirmed by the Senate.
He does have to be confirmed. Yeah, well, he shouldn't have a problem.
President flipped the coin.
Yeah, and then did you hear the priest? If you go on Jersey Joe Piscopo, you could see I reposted. Someone put out this tweet of the it wasn't a priest. It was like the chaplain or something like that. The great. Did you see that, Albert? The greatest speech.
Not.
Oh my God! You got to check it out. Mm-hmm. It was so moving, just so moving, and so And he said everything that's right, you know, with a belief in God and how everybody puts their lives on the line for our freedoms. Just very, very monumental. You could check it out online. Hey, also, now what? And we got a break. All right, we got more to talk about. We'll talk about what's happening in France. Oh, my Lord, there's too much going on here. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to Anthony Pope shortly, and Anthony's going to break down all that's happening legally and the legal mess that's down there in Washington, D.C. Trying to keep track of everything. It's 19 minutes past 7 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads for you. Hiya, Debbie. A good weekend for you, my dear?
Yeah. I saw the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center.
Oh, did you go?
Hanging out with friends. Yeah, it was really fun. Yep. Yeah, really. It's so beautiful. It's like such a nice feeling being out, you know, right in that area at Christmas time. So beautiful.
It is. I tell you, it's the most Christmassy in all of New York, and due respect to everywhere, and certainly even down by the Stock Exchange, it looks very, very Christmassy. Ain't nothing like 30 Rock, though. Beautiful. You're absolutely right.
Absolutely gorgeous. Yep, that's for sure.
But back to traffic this morning on AM 970. The Answer. How we doing, Deb?
Plenty of traffic, especially with the Christmas holidays around. You know, New York City can be really tough. Let's go out to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound. It's busy, Joe, as you get out past Victory Boulevard into the Verrazano Bridge. At the Verrazano Bridge upper level, getting into Brooklyn, watch for that accident. It's in the left lane. It's busy right now with the outbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue with a collision blocking a lane there. And the Grand Central Parkway West at LaGuardia, a crash as well. Traffic is moving slowly for you as you head over to the Whitestone Bridge. Trying to get into Queens, Throgs Neck, a better choice. Inbound side of the GWB 30. Lincoln Tunnel getting reports of an accident right now on the Helix on 495. It's 40 minutes in at the Lincoln. Holland about 40 as well. Traffic is moving solely southbound Thruway, heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge and 84 East Exit 2, an accident out past Port Jervis. Sunny today, high of about 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Make your Burlington store your one-stop holiday shop. Save on great gifts for everyone, like watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, sweaters, drones, toys. The brands you love, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here on One-on-One. Whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, Nissan's former chairman Carlos Ghosn has been charged with underreporting his income on company financial reports for 5 years. Ghosn was arrested November 19th in Tokyo. He is still in custody. Analysts believe cannabis company Cronos will benefit from Altria Group becoming a major investor. Altria's parent company of Philip Morris and Marlboro, it is expected to help Cronos with growing, harvesting, and technical expertise. Uber Technologies has filed paperwork to go public. Reuters says Uber made the filing on Thursday. Its competitor Lyft revealed on Thursday that it also filed to go public. Stocks skidded again Friday, attributed to concerns the global economy may be slowing down. The Dow dropped 558, the NASDAQ was down 219, the S&P down 62. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like their first taste of guacamole.
Ew, gross.
And 4% cash back when you take your kids to the museum for the first time.
Whoa, buddy, don't touch that.
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. CarGurus.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The smart way to buy. Only at the smart way to buy.com. That's the smart way to buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Tis the season for more. More shopping online, more booking travel, more using sketchy websites to find the perfect gift. And all of that activity while using your device as well, it could expose more of your personal information, too. And if that exposed information ends up in the hands of cyber criminals, you could have a bigger problem than an online store running out of the gift you promised your oldest. Now, good thing there's LifeLock with Norton to help keep your holidays happy. LifeLock helps with threats to your identity, like somebody opening accounts in your name, and Norton Security protects your devices against cyber threats like malware. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But if you've got LifeLock with Norton, you've got comprehensive protection for your identity and devices. Head to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code MEDVED, that's MEDVED with an M, for an extra 15% off your first year. That's promo code MEDVED for an extra 15% off at LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Anthony Pope joining us momentarily. If you're looking for a great gift, forget the baskets and the candy. Your company will be the talk of the town if you give Crown Maple Syrup this holiday season. Crown Maple is the best maple syrup on the planet. You know, Crown Maple, I always tell you, adds flavors to coffee and tea and smoothies. You could drizzle it on meats and seafood and vegetables. Drizzle over yogurt, oatmeal, fruits, ice cream, and used as a premium syrup. Crown Maple is for superior cocktail mixology, please. I love Crown Maple because it's certified organic, it's kosher, it's vegan, pure from nature, no preservatives, gluten-free, and it has antioxidant benefits with a low GI. It's a healthy sugar. It gives you a slow carbohydrate boost. I'm telling you, Crown Maple Syrup. Crown Maple is available at Whole Foods, King's, Zabar's, Dean & DeLuca, Chitterella, Garden of Eden, Eataly, or on the Crown Maple website at crownmaple.com. Now get 15% off your corporate gifts when you use the promo code Piscopo15. That's crownmaple.com, promo code Piscopo15.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Here we go. Getting this Monday started, 727 with Joe on the radio with Frank and Alan Debbie. Anthony Pope is a distinguished legal analyst, New Jersey attorney. And we're always grateful to one of the busiest guys I know, kind enough to join us on the radio. Anthony, welcome back to the program, my friend.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate being here.
Well, I want to talk about everything Washington, but congratulations on stop me if I can't talk about it. You were in federal court last week, not guilty on all accounts.
Yes, sir.
God bless you and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We talked to you, the jury was in deliberation, Anthony, right?
Yes. Right.
Oh, man. So that you always say, and I love the story, and this is indeed a reality show subject matter, I think, where you wait for that jury. That's got to be for you and your client. I mean, just a tough time.
Yeah, that's the toughest part of it for me, because you have no control anymore, so you're no longer in the game. You know, you're just sitting there waiting for these folks to make a decision. And that's the reason I wanted to, you know, your son wrote the treatment for that, waiting
yes.
on a verdict.
Yes.
Something that I've always wanted to put out there. It doesn't necessarily have to be a feature, but something just to show the emotion that exists between all of the parties, you know, both sides. That are waiting for a verdict. It's interesting. You know, it's an interesting human dynamic. That's
and
for
the,
sure.
And the longer they were waiting, and I felt that was okay, and it was positive for you, the longer they wait, the better it is for...
It's hard to say. You know, that's the one thing I never do is predict juries, because you're probably wrong when you try to do it. So I basically sit there, and I'm just numb, and I don't answer any questions. People go, why, weren't you the guy just yelling in the courtroom, screaming, jumping up and down? I go, yeah, but now that's over. Now I'm just sitting there waiting for the jury.
Man, Anthony, why would the prosecutor still be looking for jail time for Michael Cohen if he is indeed cooperating with this Mueller fiasco?
Well, that's a good question. You know, Michael Cohen is an interesting cat. I mean, he seems to be very misguided, or he just doesn't know how to get out of his own way. I'm sure the attorneys that he had probably advised them right, but sometimes people just don't listen. But he certainly did not cooperate to a level that the prosecution thought was substantial. And so, therefore, they're asking for, I think, 45 or 48 months in jail, which is a lot of time for basically what he's been accused of these, you know, campaign violations. You know, if they are campaign violations, we don't know, but he pled guilty to them. So you have to accept them as being true. It's a plea that's now on the record. So it's up to them. I think the real interest here is he keeps talking about individual number one, that he was directed to, in fact, do so. And we all know that individual number one is the president of the United States. So it begs the question, you know, where do they go from there? If they want to believe Michael Cohen, then you would think two things. One, the Congress certainly would have a basis, perhaps, to argue for impeachment. Now, again, you know, whether or not it rises to high crimes and misdemeanors, as the Constitution says, I think that's arguable one way or the other. From my perspective, I don't think it's the case. You know, look, President, you know, Edwards went through this at a trial and the jury acquitted him for campaign contributions. Obama was cited, I think, 2,000 times, and he was fined $360,000. Why is this president any different than those folks? Because they just don't want Donald Trump to be running for re-election in 2020. So if they could try to circumvent that beforehand, I think they'll do it. And the Democrats are going to control the Senate in January, as you know.
You know, you always remind me of my pop, Anthony, the way your demeanor in a courtroom and your approach to everything law-related, you know, was very matter-of-fact, very compartmentalized. And really, it's what's you are just and you are right in your approach to this, as my dad was. How upset do you get, Anthony Pope, when you see someone like Robert Mueller, like the Department of Justice, going in and breaking the lawyer-client privilege?
Well, you know, it's always something I think is sacrosanct, you know, but the privilege, you know, is generally with the client, and the privilege wasn't waived. So if they are arguing that there's some type of continuing fraud, there are exceptions to the rule where a judge can order, in fact, a lawyer to, you know, to testify. And so that's what we have here. That's what we have here. And it's troubling. It's troubling on a lot of levels. I think as a citizen, to spend all this money for a politically motivated event.
Yep.
This started off as Russian collusion, and this is not a scintilla of evidence to support that. It just isn't there. So we have Cohen, we have Flynn, we have Manafort, we have these three people that are in the mix. You know, it seems to me, you know, the thing with Flynn is probably more interesting than anything, because there's a situation where the government has requested from the court to give him complete leniency by way of a probation. And they are taking the position that he substantially cooperated, because that's the operative term, to get what's called a 5K 1.1 letter, which means it's a letter of cooperation from the federal government, which gives the judge the opportunity, him or her, to deviate from the federal guideline sentencing range. And that's something that only the government makes the decision on as to whether or not the cooperation was substantial. And in Flynn's case, they're arguing that it was. And there's a lot of redacted information in there. So it is interesting to when you think about it, where is it going to ultimately lead? Manafort, to me, that's just all stuff that Manafort did himself. I mean, I don't think there's anything in there to even to have a hint or a whiff of the president of the United States. That's just his business practices and what he was doing on his own. So, but I do think the two issues with Flynn and with Cohen now are going to be issues that are going to remain for a while, and they are serious. They're not to be taken lightly if one were to believe them. But you know, you have Michael Cohen, who's a terrible, terrible witness. Can't really trust him. Why the government would rely on him to any extent? So that's why I come down to the conclusion, respectfully and humbly, that I think this is all about impeachment. I don't think it's about trying to indict the president. I don't think it's about sending the president to jail. I think it's about impeachment.
Yeah.
And that even lends itself more to that it's just a political motivated witch hunt. And even if there's some truth to any of it, or you could argue something about it, I still don't think it rises to the levels of high crimes and misdemeanors. And ultimately, even if the Congress does impeach him, it'll go to the Senate and it'll be denied, just like it happened with Bill Clinton. So now we got another 2 years of wasted money and resources when this country needs so much from these so-called lawmakers. You know, start making laws, start correcting laws. Let's get away from the politics of it, but it seems it's getting deeper and deeper.
It is. Now, do you subscribe to the conventional wisdom that a sitting president can't be indicted, Anthony?
I think it's arguable, Joe. I think it's arguable. There's nothing in the Constitution that is exactly on point. I think it would be tough to do. It would turn the country just completely upside down. You know, impeachment is one thing. We've seen it before. But to try to indict a sitting president, I think would turn the country upside down. But to answer your question simply, I have not read anything in the Constitution one way or the other that's completely on point and definitive. I think it's arguable.
But Anthony, and walk me through here, please, and we appreciate your valuable time. 7:35 with Pope and Piscopo on the radio. So here he goes in, and Cohen goes, look, Stormy Daniels signs an NDA. He said that non-disclosure agreement, which means what, counselor? It means you can't talk about
it.
We're not going to
disclose it.
She discloses. Not only does she disclose it, and then this Avenatti, Gavone, excuse me, that's me talking. He goes over and he goes, oh, now we want money. And anybody, the citizen Trump, anybody's going to go, oh, just get rid of this parasitic pain in the neck. Just get rid of
it. I agree with you, but again, the question really is, I mean, that lends itself to extortion. I mean, if he was another president, they probably would have tried to indict her and the lawyer proposed this. But because it's Trump, it's something different. And again, this is not liking or disliking Trump. It's just calling it the way it is. But the question is, was it paid with hush money with campaign funds? In the Edwards case, Edwards went before the jury basically and said, I didn't know these payments were being made. His defense was not necessarily, as I recall it, that it wasn't campaign money. It was just that I didn't know it was campaign money. Here you have Michael Cohen saying it was campaign money, which technically is a violation. But so many other presidents and governors and people have come down the road have had campaign violations, and they're fined for it. They're not impeached. They're not no one tries to indict them for it. With Edwards, it was the first time that I saw that with the indictment, and he, of course, won it. Here, you didn't have a cooperating witness in the Edwards case. Here, you have Michael Cohen, who's the lawyer who made the payments, who pled guilty to making the payments, who is now saying that individual number one, I did it at the behest and the direction of individual number one. But
John,
he's got no credibility. So, again, do you try to indict the president of the United States and turn this country completely upside down?
They don't care.
Or is it just for purposes of giving this information to Congress so they're able to move for impeachment?
Hey, Anthony, before we let you go, the prosecutors now in the Southern District do not work for the Mueller team. Is that correct? Southern District of New York,
I'm talking about. It's a completely separate district. What happens, Joe, is when the Mueller team is given a specific task, and that is to look for Russian collusion. However, during the investigation, if they find information or criminal acts by the people they're investigating it, their job is then to turn it over to the district in which those acts allegedly occurred.
All right. Hey, Anthony, what about William Barr? This is the president's new pick as attorney general. He served as AG under H.W. Bush. Any word on William Barr, Anthony?
Hey, listen, you know, he's certainly an institutional guy. He has the experience. He has the knowledge. He's a capable man. Is he the right man for the times that exist right now? Man, I'm not sure of that, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure anybody is. It's a tough one, but he certainly has the experience. His resume is easy. You could vet him. He's going to pass any type of vetting process, and he has the experience, and he has the all that comes with that particular job. So, you know, that's the president's call, and I think he'll pass the Senate.
All right, Anthony, always appreciate your valuable time, counselor. Thanks a lot, Anthony Pope.
Great to be with you, Joe, always. Give everybody
always appreciate you. Thank you. Anthony Pope right there. That's our guy. It's 738. I see the phone calls, 877-970-2999. Hold if you'd be so kind to do that, 877-970-2999. I love when you weigh in, and we'll jump to the calls right after we go to Al Gattulo with the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
29 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Catullo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. A funeral mass is being held today for the College of New Jersey sophomore who died while he was driving his friends home. 20-year-old Michael Sott was killed when his car hit his vehicle head-on on December 2nd. Several classmates who were in the car with him were injured while Sott was serving as the designated driver for the group. The mass is taking place at St. John the Apostle Church in Clark, New Jersey at 10 this morning. New York City Councilman Yadonis Rodriguez, running for public advocate, the lawmaker who represents parts of Manhattan, made the announcement over the weekend. The seat will open up next month when current public advocate Letitia James is sworn in as the new state attorney general. Rodriguez vows to work hard and represent the values of all New Yorkers. His opponents include fellow councilman Eric Ulrich and Jumaane Williams. In sports, Saquon Barkley continued his push for Rookie of the Year with 170 yards rushing as the Giants routed the Redskins 40-16. Elijah McGuire punched it in from a yard out with 117 to play. Jets beat the Bills 27-23. Knicks beaten by the Hornets 119-107. The Devils lost 6-5 in a shootout to the Ducks in Anaheim. And as you heard right here on AM 970, The Answer yesterday in college basketball, St. John's beat Princeton 89-76 in the MSG Holiday Festival. The Red Storm, a perfect 9-0 on the year. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. A lot of traffic southbound Thruway as you head down past Spring Valley, heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Expect delays at the inbound side of the GWB. Looks like you're waiting about 30 minutes. Accident just cleared on the upper level. Lincoln Tunnel accident on the Helix cleared. That's 40 in and over at the Holland 35. Kind of busy Newark Bay Extension eastbound at 14A in Bayonne with a collision being cleared. 80 West exit 56 getting out toward Woodland Park. A crash on the New Jersey Turnpike truck lanes north at 11. Accident on the shoulder. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you head to the westbound BQE right at Atlantic Avenue. A collision there and stop-and-go on the Grand Central Parkway westbound heading out toward LaGuardia with an accident cleared. Accident at the Verrazano Bridge on the upper level cleared heading into Brooklyn. Sunny today, high of 40. Sunny tomorrow with a high of about 39 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Everybody's doing it, and everybody's making money at it, except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors, and you don't know how to get in the game. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness, even if you have none, and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. We can design and implement all of your online marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your online advertising and sales. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now, there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough, and I want you to try a free sample of CoQ10ergy, and every person that hears me right now can do it. Not only that, when you go to kmcfree.com to get yours along with free shipping, you'll automatically be registered for a once-a-month giveaway of a free case of CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and energize with the most absorbable CoQ10 on the market. You can enter by heading over to kmcfree.com. Get your free sample and register to win your free case. That's kmcfree.com. Or head over to am970theanswer.com and click on the banner that says CoQ10ergy.
AM 970, The Answer, doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer.
Don't want to miss John Catsimatidis Wednesday night. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Good morning. Good morning at 7:43. on AM 970. The answer, are you or your parents' assets protected from nursing home bills? Did you know that these bills can exceed $15,000 a month? People work their entire lives to live comfortably in retirement, to leave their hard-earned dollars to loved ones or charities of their choice. But when people become ill and need to go to a nursing home or receive home care, the bills can drain your assets, leaving many people bankrupt. The good news is that you can prevent that from happening if you plan in advance. You can keep your control and your choice over your assets. Connors and Sullivan, that's what I'm talking about. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can customize a plan that specifically protects your interests, including your home. Schedule a free initial consultation with a Connors and Sullivan attorney to discuss your issues and concerns. Locations in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, on Staten Island, 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. You could also visit them at ConnorsandSullivan.com. Don't let nursing home bills take your life savings and leave you and your loved ones bankrupt. Call Connors and Sullivan today or go to ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
7:45 with Joe on the radio. We always appreciate you checking in. 877-970-2999. I always like when I look at the call board, as it were, a computer in front of me that tells me who is calling and where they are from. And I see folks that have been with us since day one. And we always appreciate that, you know. Appreciate your loyalty as you gather around our virtual kitchen table every morning and hash through the issues of the day and have some fun. Charles Finch is one of those folks kind enough to always listen from day one. Professor Finch, always great to hear from you. And Merry Christmas to you, Charlie. What's on your mind, sir?
Thank you, Joe. Three quick points following up on Counselor Pope's always insightful observations. First of all, President Trump meets with President George W. Bush in the wake of his father's death at Blair House. Suddenly, Bush's attorney general, Bush Sr.'s attorney general, Mr. Barr, is a new attorney general. Not a coincidence. Rod Rosenstein gushes over the appointment and then sends in an FBI lawyer with Comey to make sure Comey doesn't perjure himself further in the congressional testimony. So Trump has one of those headlight harnesses around SpongeBob Mueller. Point number two, really quickly.
Yes.
Remember the Bush tape, speaking of Bushes, Frankie Five Bushes, during the election, the Billy Bush tape, when everyone was jumping ship, including Reince Priebus, all the Michael Cohen types were looking for jobs, anticipating a Trump loss, and all the Obama administration people were trying to blackmail the Hillary people coming in to get jobs to make Hillary Obama administration number three. Never lose focus of the timing here. And finally, on Jerry Nadler, who I go way back with as a liberal Democrat in New York.
Yeah.
Mr. Nadler's pet project was to revive a tunnel that used to ship grain under the Hudson over to the west side from Jersey. And he was also very involved with Mike Bloomberg with the Hudson Yards project and Trump. Guess who gave a lot of money to Jerry Nadler?
Mr. Donald J. Trump. Yeah.
Let's focus on that and bring down Nadler, as I've advised my friends at America First, including Seb Gorka and Curtis Ellis. Rock and roll, guys.
Thank you, Charlie. Very insightful indeed. Thank you, Charlie. 747 with Joe on the radio. Big E in Brooklyn. Big E, how you doing this morning? What's on your mind, my man?
Hey, what's up, Joe?
How are you?
I told your screener I was a part-time limo driver, and I drove a lot of people around, celebrities, politicians.
Yeah.
And I want to say that you guys are pretty much on the money with what's going on.
Yeah, thanks, man. You hear it from everybody.
You hear a piece there. Yeah. You hear something here. You hear a piece there. And down the road,
Yeah,
you make the dots.
Yeah,
you connect the dots.
Exactly.
Yeah, you guys are on it.
Thank you, Big E. Appreciate that, because appreciate that, Big E. Thank you. And when you're driving and you hear a lot of people from every which way and every walk of life, that's how you know. But the problem is, Big E, I love that name. I like, we got Big Julie, we got Big E. I like our little nicknames we have. But when you go to Washington, they lose sight of everything. They just lose sight of everything. And when I go in and I see it as clear as day, with, and I think what Big is talking about is when you see everything unfold and when you wait for a Russia collusion outcome, what happened, $30 million from Robert Mueller, special investigation. You and I knew from day one that it was just a concerted political effort, as Counselor Pope said, to take down the president. And then they go in and they get in, they get the inside line from Michael Cohen from going into his records with his client. What is he? How are you able to do that? Then they're using Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels. It's like, it's extortion the way they go in. And then Citizen Trump says, and I don't care that if he was not running for anything, the candidate Trump, Citizen Trump, is going to say, get that pain in the neck away from me. She signed the NDA. Just go with her. I don't care what happened. Honestly, just get her away. Had nothing to do. Well, how do they go with campaign? It's a campaign violation. Has nothing to do with that. You know it. I know it. Big E knows it. Big E, the people Big E is driving around know it. Yet they still are going to try to make this stick. And then you and I keep asking the same questions. What Russia collusion? And then this too, as I touched on with Rick Klein, and he said, Rick Klein said Hillary was taking the task for this, but still, and help me out here. Is it? And I know it's a mantra that the right wing talks about over and over again, but it's not wrong. It's about Hillary. When you bleach emails, you hammer emails, you destroy servers. I mean, as Secretary of State, when her husband, former president of the United States, takes $500,000 from Russia, when she gives uranium to Russia, there's nothing said. There's nothing said. And you and I just want to go on with our life. Look, she was crooked. Look, I don't want to, she was allegedly crooked, Hillary was. She took the money. It was all about the Clinton Foundation. And nothing is said. Nothing is said. They just let it go. And you and I know better than that. We just know better than that. 877-970-2999. Debbie, they think we're dumb. I swear to goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. They think we just let it go. And in this day and age, we the people will prevail. We are stepping up and we are not going down. We're just fired up about that. And Debbie, how are you this morning, my dear?
I'm doing okay. They think we're not paying attention. That's what
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Just like in our own world, working and not paying attention.
Those days are over, Deb. Those days are over. Mm-hmm. We are on fire. 751, Deb's on the roads for you, looking out traffic-wise on AM 970. The Answer, how are we doing this morning, Debbie?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. First of all, we're still seeing delays on the M train with signal problems. Downtown F delays as well. It's a stalled train. And if you're going to be taking a ride to the 2 or the 5 train, looks like you're still seeing some delays because of some earlier problems, but just a minor delay there. PATH train delays at Newark to World Trade, and that's all due to some type of medical emergency going on. Inbound side of the GWB 30, Lincoln 30, Holland about 40. Traffic building, Newark Bay Extension East at 14A in Bayonne with a collision. 80 West, exit 56, getting out toward Totowa and Woodland Park, a crash there. And over on 287 North, right at Route 78, a collision. And southbound 287 down by 440, an accident as well. Traffic is still building on 684 southbound, heading out through Katona. Staten Island Expressway eastbound jammed up out through the Verrazano. And the westbound BQE at Atlantic Avenue, a collision there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Mike Gallagher has seen something refreshing.
A solemn send-off to the 41st President of the United States, and we have seen a ton of unity. I think that's a good thing. I know it's a good thing. Now, I know many of you like to fight, and you want to keep fighting. That's fine. We've got plenty of fights coming up. Don't worry. Give it a week.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Planning a holiday, office, or corporate party? How about a family get-together, birthday party, dinner party, or black tie event? DR Catering, the official caterer of AM 970 The Answer, will create a custom menu that fits your taste and style and offer unique and extensive menus, custom-made for your specific needs. With expert consultation from setup to cleanup, the professional and friendly staff at DR Catering will be with you every step of the way, from budget planning, staffing, and location selection to floral design and decor. See your party come to life. Featuring traditional family-style food as well as following the latest food trends, DR Catering is dedicated to satisfying all your dietary needs. DR Catering also specializes in social, corporate, and pharmaceutical catering. Let them cater your next business lunch. To make your event a memorable one, call Dominic at 201-673-7380. That's 201-673-7380, or visit them online at drcatering.com.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220 or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, Gift Baskets.com.
Hey, but yeah, Pompeii were great. They engraved that bottle. Do you see that, Frankie Five Boroughs? How great that
I
looks
saw
great.
It. It's beautiful.
Merry Christmas to New York's number one morning man, Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you to Mr. Crowley and Mr. Boyce and Laura and the whole team over there. And I know you guys. Al, I know you came up with that little engraving from Pompeii.
Nothing to do with it.
I know in your heart you said, give it to Joe.
Nothing to do with it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Can I tell you about Perillo Tours? Let me tell you about my friend Steve Perillo. Perillo Tours has been operating for 74 years. You know that? Now, Steve represents the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. Why choose Perillo? Well, I can tell you why you should choose Perillo to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy. But why not listen to some folks who have lived it?
Perillo's been great, first class all the way. It's been such a pleasure.
Perillo basically has handled everything. We didn't have to worry about trying to get hold of tickets or worrying about how to get to one place or another. It makes it so much more relaxing that someone else has planned all this for you. Perillo has done just an excellent job, in my opinion.
Coming with this particular tour has been like having a best friend that was already in Italy.
There it is. You know, now be the first 10 people to request a Perillo Tours brochure today. You receive a bottle of Botticelli premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil that I made with my eggs this morning. When I got up, I did. Usually I do the Pam spray, you know, but I put the Botticelli, the olive oil in there with the eggs on there. It was great. Now you could get a bottle of Botticelli Italian extra virgin olive oil. Limit one per household, please. If you call 888 Perillo right now, 888 P-E-R-I-L-L-O, 888 Perillo.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything, coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
If you want to save yourself some time, one thing I gotta see.
Jerry and the Pacemakers. I have no idea.
Dave Clark Five.
That's the Dave Clark Five. I don't know where you find the most esoteric. First of all, Dave Clark Five is kind of esoteric anyway. Then we go even deeper and we get esoteric Dave Clark Five music. Thank you, Albert. Hey, a big shout out if I can. I was with my mom and say what? Oh, we're going to go to Joe now? Is Joe around? Joe back? hey, Joe Lumberg, you were missing a couple days, and I knew you ran your half marathon, so I immediately worried about you, Joey. How are
I'm
you, my friend?
I'm back to normal now. I feel good. My quads are not screaming at me anymore. I've rested well.
Oh, man, you're feeling good, though, man, huh?
I feel good now, yeah.
All right. You sound great. Now, weather-wise, Joey, it's freezing out there. Come on.
It's cold. It's going to be cold for the most of the week, but it warms up a little bit toward the end of the week and the weekend, so we get a little reprieve from the cold this coming weekend. But next 4 days, dry. 40 today, upper 30s tomorrow and Wednesday. Good deal of sunshine. Back to near 40 on Thursday. Then probably well up in the 40s on Friday.
Baby, it's cold outside. Oops, can I say that? Hey, Joe, thank you. Thank you, Joe Lumberg.
Yes,
appreciate it, man. I know. On this radio station, you can. Baby, it's cold outside. Oh, goodness gracious, you can. Yeah, I want to tell you, I had a great weekend. I'll tell you all about how I had to get lights from my mom's house and what I did. Only me. You know, you can't make it up, but I'm doing the best that I can. Dominic Tursi is going to join us, seminar instructor in behalf of the New York State Court Reporters. Pat Cullen, president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.